Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Why am I hearing this? What's going on? If I turn myself down, am I on the wrong? Am I on the wrong? Am I okay here?
Yeah, I don't know what you're hearing.
Is it sounding weird to you? Is it
no.
just me? Okay, hang on.
Maybe I had
hello. Okay, high. I'm back. Good morning, everybody. Sometimes I fool around with the headphones before we start because I'm listening to the news. And in this case, I turned it off, so I wasn't hearing anything there. So, good morning. Hey, today is the last day of November, the 30th of November, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda's on assignment this morning, and Jared's here with me. Good morning, Jared.
Good
morning.
You got
here early today.
I did.
Yeah, we won't say why, but it was really nice of you. You know, because I thought about it yesterday. I thought, now, I wonder where he was going so quickly, you know, because you blew out of here fast yesterday. So I don't ask. It's none of my business. But thank you. Thank you for coming in today. It just made my day. It really did. It started my day off. Boom.
All right.
Okay.
Glad it was worth it.
It was worth it. Yeah. Otherwise, you've been, you know, I'd been whining at you for an hour or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So it was worth it. Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like? Whoa. People calling
hang
already.
On 1 second.
Okay, people are calling already, and we'll get to the weather in just a second.
All
hey,
right,
today's
well,
giving.
Go ahead. Sorry, it was a. They hung up.
Did they?
They did.
Were they trying to sell us a car warranty?
Probably.
Okay, go on. What's the weather like?
It's currently 43 degrees. Today it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 77, a low of 54. Tomorrow, sunny and clear, with a high of 76, a low of 49. On Thursday, 72, sunny and clear, a low of 47. Friday, 70 with a low of 45, still sunny and clear. Then we're getting back in the 60s on Saturday with a high of 68, a low around 45. Sunday, sunny with a high around 69, a low around 46. And then Monday, a chance of rain with a low high near 61.
All right. Wow, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So, hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, owned by the Kenny family. Been around about a couple of decades now. All the propane comes out of one tank or tanks down in, Central California. So the only difference is the customer service, and that is Shasta Gas Propane. They are just outstanding. They treat their customers as warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business, and veterans and seniors get discounts at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Okay, I've been gone a week. You got to retrain me. I've noticed that all of a sudden. The fact that I still remember the phone number and all that. Okay, so what's happening out there? Today we're going to have Haven Humane on. We've got a new show starting this weekend. And it is intriguing. I mean, I've had them sitting in my office twice explaining to me what the show is about. I mean, it's simple. It's cyber currency. I mean, the, you know, Bitcoin and all this, but they're experts on it. And I don't know if you've even thought about it, but cyber currency and the Bitcoin is becoming huge. I mean, each one. There can only be $21 million of it. I'm totally wrong here, probably. Am I wrong? You don't know.
Okay. You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I'm asking the wrong person here. But 18 million of it has been sold. And each one of those coins is worth something like, I just saw it yesterday because it just said that they were selling and now it was gaining again, $57,000 each one. And people, if you go into, I think Safeway or some of the other stores around here, you can get your money back in Bitcoin. believe it or not, because it's not just Bitcoin. It's everything off Bitcoin, other currencies that are tied to Bitcoin. Now, that's all I know, and it could be half long, but we're going to have two experts in here to explain it at 7:30 because their show starts this Sunday right after We the People. So I'm looking forward to it. And it is something I know very little about. And this is the greatest thing about owning a radio station is all these people come in with new things. And, I mean, we hear new things. We find out what's going on. Why are we building this? You know, why is this happening? Why is this? Why do you want to recall this person? Why do you want to run? All these things come across the station. I love that.
I was going to say, I looked up Bitcoin, and it says supply limit 21 million. So I think that means 21 million Bitcoins.
Yes, okay.
$21 million.
I knew it was 21. Okay, so 21 million Bitcoins, and 18 million of them have been sold.
Right, and right now the market is at $58,537.
That's right. It's been 65. Yeah. But it's gone down. But it's also going back up again, and it also. Now, what's the big thing about Bitcoin? Well, we're going to find out at 7:30 when they roll in here. Why is Bitcoin so attractive to people? Why are countries changing their fiscal system? So, anyway, hey, today's Giving Tuesday, my friends, and it, as you know, and you can North State Giving Tuesday, how you can support. You can go to NorthStateGives.org. And you can find a number of different organizations. Look that up for us, too, will you please? Giving Tuesday, NorthStateGives.org. And we'll get that up. But there's hundreds of different organizations that you can give your money to, and it stays right here. Yeah, we're going to have, like I said, we're going to have Haven Humane on. They're one of the ones. They're going to be on. There's many others, though, that... you can help during this Giving Tuesday. And it started, I think, at 6 a.m. this morning. So what else do we have here? Let's take a quick break because we got a couple of things happening I want to talk about. And, you know, elections coming up, people running for re-elections, events happening this weekend, all of this. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, what can I say about them? Except they live up to the word community. They started 15 years ago, and they hit the ground running. They've been helping people move their dreams forward ever since. Three branches, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. The main branch, of course, in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, but the branch downtown, 1845 California Street, right down the street from Jack's. And, of course, their fourth addition is going to be in Anderson, and opening, I think, next month in December. We'll find out more, though. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back, 7:13 in the morning. It's 51 degrees out there. It's clear. It's going to be beautiful.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. It is 7:17 in the morning here. It's 51 degrees. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This weekend, a lot of things are happening, and one of the things is Christmas shopping. It just started. Go down to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great selection of jewelry, ranging from, gosh, Native American to specially designed pieces, all there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Plus, it's their anniversary month sale starting tomorrow. Hop on down there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Simpson University is holding their 18th annual Christmas concert, 3 to 5 p.m. Sunday, December 5th. So they're going to have the North State Symphony working with them, among other organizations that are going to be out there singing. It's going to be a great time. So, also, Shasta College has got their Christmas tree, their annual Christmas tree sale, on the 3rd. Go down there and find great Christmas trees. That's where we got ours last year, and it was perfect. I mean, absolutely perfect. You can go through, walk through all the Christmas trees there. They'll pick them up. They'll bag them for you with that, you know, that netting. Take it home, and ours lasted clearly through the New Year's. It was such a great tree. Stephanie Bridget has announced that her bid for re-election for the DA, Shasta County. In her announcement, she talked about a variety of things she's done, including the criminal cases against PG&E for the Zog fire, car in the car fire. the new things that they've, new innovations they have done, and getting criminals to trial. How her office has built relationships with all of the law enforcement agencies in Northern California. So she announced that she's running for re-election. Nobody's announced if they're running against her. So we'll find that out in the next few months. Meanwhile, the recall is against Leonard Modi. Enough signatures were acquired, and the recall will be on February 1st. And so, of course, it's a yes or no. It's going to be two pieces of paper there, or two parts on your ballot. The first one is, should Leonard Modi be recalled? Yes or no. Just like they did for Newsom. And then, and you can put your, decision right there. And then there's going to be a spot to vote for candidates if he is recalled. Which of the four candidates do you want to see take the rest of the supervisor's term? And the four people running for the seat are Tim Garmon, board president of the Happy Valley Unified School District, Dale Ball, construction superintendent. Dale ran before in 2020. Tony Hayward, a Happy Valley businessman. I think Hayward, that, you know, is part of the Hayward family, of course, of the Rainy Rancheria, I believe. And Tariq Mohammed, a quality assurance pharmacist from here in town. They filed last week. And again, this went to ballot, and you'll be asked to answer in District 2, by the way. This isn't everybody. This is just District 2. We'll be asked to answer yes or no on the question, should Modi be recalled? So, local things that are happening. You know, it's funny. You know, when you travel and you're gone for a week, it seems like it's a lot longer. Does that ever, when you travel, does that seem like that? You know, all of a sudden you're 3 days into it, and it seems like you've been gone for 2 weeks. Now, here's the great thing when I travel, when Linda and I travel. We have you and Pat and Jim and Diane and Sue and Travis. And I'm sure there are others that I just can't remember right now. I don't really worry about the station running. I get text because you're texting to each other. There's nothing I can do about it.
It's the group text. I've woken up to like 45 texts because of group texts before.
Oh yeah, they get into that and then they answer back and forth. And you know, it's like the and Travis comes in on Sunday and he says, "We've canceled a show." And we put in just a commercial, so there must be a live show. I don't know which one it is. And well, it turns out that it was a week early, but it's, you know, it was a preemptive strike, and I'm glad, you know, people took interest in this because that show starts this weekend. But you're right. I get like 32 texts. Now here I am in the middle of the desert in Nevada, and you think, okay, and it shows no bars. And all I'm doing is shooting and having a great time. Then I take three steps back to where the truck is. Well, okay, it's further than that, 30 feet. I go back to the truck to pick up more ammo. And all of a sudden my phone goes ding, 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 ding. I mean, and I'm like, oh my God, it's got to be horrible. No, it's just, you know, people are engineers. The engineers discussing esoteric things. Oh, should we do this? Should we twist these pears? And they're having a great time because this is what they do. And after I read through like 100 of them and you've got it, Jared. You don't put a response in there. You just go, And that's what I did. I just went, There's nothing I can do about it. They're having a great time with it. Have you ever noticed how engineers love twisting wires? They're sitting there. They'll spend an hour on my time in there just adjusting something that you can't tell. But we have, they have done all of you. I don't worry about it when I leave, is what I'm saying. So thanks. Okay, other things that are going on. This new variant. How bad is this new variant? You got people running around in circles, screaming, their hair's on fire. It's bad, it's bad, it's bad. You have other people saying, well, no, it's not that bad. Oh, hey, by the way, we happen to have a new, you know, we happen to have a new vaccine for that. Well, wait a minute. Does this mean you got to get another shot? No, no, I've had enough shots. I've taken my two shots. I've taken my booster shot. I don't know about Fauci anymore. I just don't know about Fauci anymore. He's got a cult surrounding him, and I'm not sure that Fauci has got the last word on anything. And so then you have, but then again, I'm pretty sure that some of my Facebook friends know less than I do, and yet they're right out there with their scientific proof. That there's nanotechnology in vaccines, which, of course, I'm pretty sure isn't. Now, so, but the next thing is I see judges are putting stays in all these mandates from the federal judges are putting stays. Now they're putting a stay against the one about healthcare professionals having to get vaccinated. They're putting stays on that. This is going to go. This is going to go up, especially the one for the 100 people in a business or more. That's going to go up. They're asking for the whole board of the Sixth Circuit to, first of all, they'd like to switch it back to the Fifth Circuit board court. But they're looking at this as they want the whole board of justices, not one, not three. They want the whole board sitting there, the whole team sitting there and ruling on this, so they can end this now, or push it right up to the Supreme Court. Does the president have a right to tell businesses with over 100 employees they have to get them all vaccinated? Does he have the right to say businesses 50 or more employees, 25 or more employees? Does he have the right to do that and use OSHA as his hitman? It's going to be interesting. It's going to see what's happening. Right now, they put a stay on all these, so we'll see if President Biden has the right to do this. So that's what I can see happening. You've been vaccinated, Jared.
I have.
I've been vaccinated. People know this.
And actually, I was going to go see if I can get my booster today.
Get your booster? My daughter's trying to get her booster, and they rescheduled her. And she's a healthcare professional. She's a nurse. She's in the middle of all this. And yet they canceled her booster shot. And I said, well, what about your company, the one you work for? I mean, don't they? No. And, you know, you got to go get those on your own. But so now she's trying to find a place to get a booster. She was a little – and I'll tell you, she's a nurse, and she's got experience in the field. And she was a little hinky about getting a shot. But then my son-in-law said, get the shot. Get the shot. And so she did, and she got both of them. And now she's sold on it. She says, look, if we don't do it, if we don't get the boosters, I'm afraid that things may happen. Okay. I guess the last thing, and I don't know if you're ever interested in this, but the Chris Cuomo, the one they call Frito, you know, the older but stupider, weaker brother in The Godfather, Fredo, which is what they call Chris. It appears that he was helping his brother get information on the woman that accused him. After he said he didn't do it. And so CNN had to issue a statement about Cuomo, saying they're going to have to investigate this during all these revelations that came up during the attorney general's releasing all these pages of testimony. And it turns out that old Chris was right in the middle of this. And this is the anchor. Never once talked to his brother about it. Never once mentioned that his brother was under fire. I can kind of understand that. You know, my brother's under fire. Why would I? You know, there's 1,000 other agencies out there talking about it. Why do I need to? I can kind of understand that. But yet, if that's your job, that's your job. If you can't do your job, you step away. It'll be interesting to see if Cuomo has a job after this week. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our guest, and we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. It is now time to get that car washed. It's going to be a week of beautiful weather. They are located at the corner of Market and Eureka Street next to Dutch Bros. These are great people there. They've owned that property for like about 100 years. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free over at Quick and Clean. Go on over there. That's where I get my truck washed, and it's beautiful. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Linda, it's Tuesday. It's always on assignment. So good morning. Welcome back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you have any types of problems with insurance, especially health care insurance, go see Judy or give her a call at 221-0441. She's been doing this since 1993 and doing just a fabulous job. We have insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay, now I talked about it, and now I'm here with the ladies. I'm here with Linda Kent and Christy Matthews, and they are here from the, what's the name of your company?
Bitcoin 530.
Bitcoin 530.
30.
Okay, yep. Now let's start with you, Christy. How'd you get into this? Tell us a little bit about you and how you got into this.
Well, I've been a long-time real estate broker, investor, and went into semi-retirement mode. And started...
Well, you're young, so that must have been cool.
And then started studying Bitcoin and blockchain technologies and got involved with the group. And I got the message that it's our responsibility to start sharing information about this technology that's emerging right underneath our nose and right in front of us. And joined up here with Linda. She's been my partner in crime for many things. And we bought into the idea, and we launched Bitcoin 530 to educate our community about the technology that is happening right now.
And let me tell you, I'm stoked on this. Cameron Wolfert just joined us, too. He was dropping kids off.
Yes.
Okay, and that's good. That's acceptable. Nothing else. But Linda, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. I got started in it. Like Chrissy says, we've been partners in crime in several areas, and she came to me one day as a good friend and said, hey, you know, have you ever heard about this? Have you ever looked into this? And I said, yeah, kind of. I'm a little scared in doing it. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And she basically, being the good person she is, says, hey, I'll hold your hand if you're willing to look at it with me. And I said, sure. What do I got to lose? And so being the wonderful person she is, she's held my hand, and we've teamed up on it.
Now, let me tell you, and I'm going to get to Cameron in just a second here, is I'm kind of like you. I mean, I've heard of Bitcoin. That's it. That's the last, you know, everybody's heard of Bitcoin. But nobody knows is that it's available out there for average people. Is that right?
That's true. That is very true.
Okay, let's go to Cameron. Cameron, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Cameron.
Right into that.
Good morning.
How'd you get into this?
So I've been a casual investor for a few years now. And back at the beginning of this year, I saw Doge take off during the bull run in the stock market with a whole bunch of oddball meme stocks and things like that. And
okay, now right now, Doge is a...
That's a cryptocurrency. It's
okay.
A meme coin.
What's a meme coin?
So a meme coin is essentially a coin that has no utility or underlying value. All the value comes from speculation. Essentially, it's not something that experienced investors go to. It's something that if you're looking and you don't know where to look, you see something that has a lot of hype around it, and you try to hop on that train and get it before it takes off. And Doge was one of the few successful examples of that.
Okay, good. All right, so that got you into it. The three of you got into this because you feel like this is something that's going to be big for a lot of people.
Yes. Now it can make a change. It can change people's lives.
Yes,
we feel because of the way the financial markets are going.
Okay, so when we sat down, and it was, I mean, I thought it was going to be, you know, when you approached me about the show. And I've known Linda for, 12 years now.
Yeah,
and, quite a while. It has been probably about 12 years now since we started our radio endeavor here. And you came in to talk to me about this. And I was just completely enthralled by this, my friends, that this is something that we've got people right here in town that are experts on it. You know, when I say experts, an expert is somebody that knows more than you do about something that is happening. But one of the things you said to me that really got me interested was you've got nations that are turning their financial system over to Bitcoin.
That is correct.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Go ahead.
El Salvador is a great example. El Salvador has been crushed by the United States currency. As we print more currency and pump it out to the world, it only deflates the purchasing power for people in those countries. So El Salvador has this volcano, and they looked at that and said, how can we use the energy from this volcano? And long story short, they're going to be mining Bitcoin from the energy generated from the volcano, so hence clean energy production. And they understand the value of Bitcoin because Bitcoin's considered the store of value, the gold standard. It will maintain its value, whereas as we print more money here in the United States, the world's reserve currency, it is only suppressing those people of that country and other countries to have less purchasing power. So when they convert to Bitcoin, they rise up in society and able to participate in society in a way that pretty much like we do here. We're very fortunate here in the United States to have the supply chain, to have the purchasing capabilities, and people in other countries that are now adopting this as their reserve currency are now starting to enjoy that as well. Is there anything you want to add?
No, I'd say that as far as like global adoption and just Bitcoin and the idea of crypto as a currency itself is more your region. It's the underlying technology behind like smart contracts that are more.
Right.
Now, there's only so many Bitcoins.
Bitcoins. Yes.
The original Bitcoins, which started this, there's only so many million of these.
Yeah, that's
correct. 21 million will ever be minted.
Okay, and how many of those have been sold?
18 million.
So there's 3 million more out there.
Right.
And they're worth, I think this morning they were 56,000. 56,000 per.
Right.
Because now I've started seeing it.
Yeah.
When it passes in front of me, now I look at it. so each one of those is worth $56,000.
Correct. Give or take a few thousand.
Yeah,
because it goes up and
right.
down
right.
along with like the stock market.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
If you and when you got the new COVID, you know, the new variant,
right.
whatever you think of that, that had an impact on it.
Yes.
So now, but there's a downline from the Bitcoins. Is that correct?
A downline such as other type of coins?
Other types of coins.
Yes.
There's altcoins, yes.
Now, what's the story on that?
So there's lots of different altcoins out there. Some of them are essentially trying to rebuild the Bitcoin wheel, and that is do the same thing that Bitcoin does and act as a second form of currency and try to do it more efficiently than Bitcoin. And those are really interesting. There's a handful of really great ones out there. But what really came out of crypto that was interesting to me is what's called smart contracts. And what that's based on is Ethereum and then 1,000 other cryptos at this point can do the same thing. But what Ethereum does is, trying to keep it Napoleon's
corporate.
Keep it, simple.
Essentially, when you buy stocks, you're buying a share in a company. Well, with decentralized finance, rather than buying share, you buy tokens. And that's giving you like a share in the company, but it's a more direct share. You get to participate at a proportionate level according to how much of a share you own. So if we use something like Ethereum, and that's just like the most widespread token, is ETH. As more and more organizations open up and are using ETH as their underlying technology, what happens is the value of ETH goes up because there becomes an increased demand for it. Because as new investors are entering, trying to buy into these companies, they're trying to acquire more and more of this Ethereum, and the supply gets a lot more limited. Well, then with the tokens that are built on this, depending on how they structure their company, you could be buying, a 1% share in a company. Well, what that does in the stock market is you you pretty much ride the gains of the interest in that market. It's all about speculation. Yeah. And, you know, if you're in common share, you're watching the value of your individual stock go up or whatever.
So it's the same thing then with the coins.
But with the coins, you can take part in the profits as well. So by holding this coin, you're not only riding the growing value, you're also taking parts in its profits. So if you're holding something like 1-inch, and I'm not trying to endorse any specific coins, what you can do is stake your 1-inch token, and every transaction that happens on the 1-inch network, you get a small portion of those fees. So you actually become part of the company. It's like if you were part of Uber without an overhead.
Now, this is, we got to take a break right now. Okay. And we come back, we're going to talk about the show, because you've thrown out enough stuff right now that people are going to go, well, I'm having problems with this. But you're going to be able to listen. I understood what you're saying, though. But the your show, which is going to start this Sunday, we'll start this from the beginning with expert guest.
That is correct.
And to explain this whole thing.
Right.
So we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, are you getting treatment for work injuries because of, are you not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials? Give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, if you get injured at work and you're not getting that treatment, that's not going to help you. The insurance companies have lawyers. Your employers have lawyers. You should have somebody that's going to fight for you. And let me tell you, I know Patrick Gorman. This guy is going to, if he takes up the fight, he's not going to stop. You need somebody like Patrick Gorman. Give him a call. Again, 530-262-2168 today. And if you've got, like, COVID cases where you can't get over COVID, or you've had a reaction to the vaccination and you were told you had to get a vaccination, give Patrick a call. He's got two cases right now he's working on that. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, this is Pat Karch. Here in the North State, there's a nonprofit called Reading Piano Angels. This program gets pianos into the homes of kids and anyone who wants a piano. This is at no cost to the family, theater, church, or school needing a piano. Since the program was started by Frank Strazzarino 8 years ago, we have delivered close to 300 pianos. Our old delivery truck has over 300,000 miles on it, no air conditioning, and a transmission about to go out. We need a newer delivery van as soon as possible. So Piano Angels is partnering with North State Giving Tuesday on November 30th to raise money for a replacement. Please consider helping us. And on that day, Tuesday, November 30th, go online to North State Gives and type in Reading Piano Angels in the search bar. For more information, go to our Reading Piano Angels website. And then on November 30th, go to North State Gives. Thank you for Reading Piano Angels.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Play our
fall into winter $75,000 swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in November at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on November 25th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? 21 to participate. See winriver.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Is this the Monkees? Oh.
This is Billy Joel.
Oh, it sounded like the Monkees. I swear to God. It sounded like the Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday. In fact, play that next. Okay, hey, 7:51 in the morning here on Monday, the last day of Tuesday.
Tuesday,
the last day of November. You know, when I'm gone for a week, you have to retrain me in everything. I couldn't remember phone numbers. I couldn't do any of this. Hey, I'm here with Linda Kent and Christy Matthews and Cameron Wolfort, and they're here with
Bitcoin 530. Yeah,
right. They're starting a show. So let's talk a little bit about the show and then get back into it. When is the show going to be?
It's going to be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
At yep. 2 o'clock. After We the People.
After
and
We the
Then we're going to roll right in there. I'm bringing in another producer. In fact, I've got so many shows on Sunday, I've got to run two producers because one insists on going to the bathroom or having something
Some people.
To eat. Yeah, I know. I know. So I'm bringing
Seems like
another,
a good problem.
But you know, you'll know this producer. It's Ashley. So yeah. she's right
great.
In there. She's great, too.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to start this Sunday at 2 p.m.?
Yes.
Why should people listen to the show?
Why should they listen to it? Well, our main goal with this show is to educate people. Like we were talking earlier, maybe you're scared, you don't know, you don't know how to start. So that is what, we decided to do is we need to educate the people about what is available to them out there, how to secure it if they're going to get into crypto. You know, and there's so much information out there, just like on any subject that we talk about on the radio or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know where to go get the correct information.
I think that's really important because you see so many opinions that there's got to be somewhere that you can go to say, what is this and what does this mean?
And, Carl,
this is a call-in show, too, by the way.
This is way beyond just currencies and finance.
Right.
We're talking about blockchain technology, which is really another name for a distributed ledger technology, which we'll go over on Sunday. But this blockchain technology, which cryptos are built on, are going to touch all fabrics of our society. It is going to have an impact. And our goal is to bring that information to our community.
Mm-hmm.
And let people know what's going on so that they know how to migrate in to the changes that are happening right in front of us, right underneath our nose today, now.
I think a lot of people have heard of blockchain.
Right.
And, of course, most people have heard the term Bitcoin. So being able to find out, and like your first guest is a guy by the name of Mike Waters. Who is that?
He's the chief technology officer with Quest Crypto. They have 3 patents, I believe, that were granted to them for their tokenomics,
mm-hmm.
their coin that supports Quest Crypto, and it allows people to tokenize their property rights, We all have property mm-hmm. rights, not only ownership, but there are other rights that come with the property, and there that technology is allows property owners to tokenize each aspect of the property rights. So your equity, your rights of occupancy,
mm-hmm.
all of those things.
Can you buy a house?
Yes.
With Bitcoin?
Yes. Yes.
Now, is that the original Bitcoin, or is that another type of Bitcoin? Is that a downline?
You can mm-hmm. use all kinds. Go ahead, Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron.
So it depends on what you mean. If you just mean, can you buy it with Bitcoin? Like, can you use that as the currency? That's between you and the person selling the house. But at any point, you could just sell your Bitcoin, take out that cash, and buy the house. It's extremely liquid in that way.
Okay.
But what we're looking at is being able to buy a house without a real estate agent, without any middleman, and not having to be able to pay or not having to pay those commission fees. And how that works is all the information that a real estate agent has to know to develop these contracts, well, that could be written into a smart contract template, and essentially as certain conditions are filled, then that contract unlocks, and the transfer of ownership could happen trustlessly with no middleman and no commissions or minimal commissions, but that would be paid to a decentralized organization, which would be token holders, like with the project that I believe she's referring to. I haven't looked a ton into it, but I believe the power of that token is partaken.
That could happen. This could happen yeah. sometime. I mean, it's not out there right now. I mean, you could do it, but it would take... Coming soon to the market near you.
We're moving from a society where it's called a trust industry to an authentication industry. And right now, the way our economics, supply chains, and all of that run is with a middleman. And what this technology is doing, excuse me, is eliminating the middleman. It's extremely disruptive. It is going to have an effect on a lot of people's lives. And there's going to be movement within our economic...
I'm getting my real estate license yes. right now. Are you scaring me off from this? No,
well,
I think I've got a few years.
Well, I think you have a few years.
I think
you'll be fine.
Okay.
And back to the real estate piece, if I could just say.
Sure.
What happens is, in the long run, is there won't be banks involved, so people's property will be more secure.
Well, that's the other thing,
yes.
too, that I have read about this, is that it is a secure way of moving money around.
Yes. It's peer-to-peer.
Okay.
It's like, Carl, you want to sell your car to me?
Yeah.
Well, we can do that now, but maybe we have to go to the bank and get a cashier's check
yeah,
or something
sure.
like that.
Right.
But you might say, hey, Christy, you buy my car, and you could pay me in cryptos. And we could sit down and do a transaction together, and there will be no middleman except you and me. And that's a very simplified way of how other transactions mm-hmm. like that will emerge in our economy.
Okay. This is kind of like 200 years ago. You come
yes.
up want to buy my cow, you just bring me something.
It's a right. form of trade.
And
it sure is.
Yep. And it doesn't go anywhere. Okay. I've got 2 minutes left. So tell me again, let's talk about the show. How do people get a hold of you?
Okay, the number to call. All right, if you want to get a hold of us by phone, call us at 530-364-4787 is one way. And the show is going to be this Sunday.
And it's called?
Tokens Radio Show.
There you go. I like that. And you've got a website.
We do.
And that is?
That is t.me/tokensradioshow.
That's a Telegram channel.
Okay. Now, Bitcoin, you can go to bitcoin530 at protonmail.com.
That will get to the Bitcoin530 website. And also, Cameron, his firm is lightlist.io.
With ones instead of I's.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can get free consultations for, you know, for a period of time, and how to, if you're new to cryptocurrencies, but if you're interested in this, and I can see a lot of people could be, especially with all the things that are happening.
I just want to get a plug in there, too. There's a lot of people like Cameron
yes.
that we have these experts that are developers and other things right here in Reading.
Yes.
that we will be bringing to the show, as well as abroad, people from other parts of the country yeah. that we're going to be bringing right. onto the program.
Okay, this Sunday at 2 p.m., tune in right after We the People, and listen to this our new show, Tokens Radio Show, and learn about the blockchain and cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Linda Kent and Christy Matthews and Cameron Wolford. Thanks for being right. with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh,
so
yeah.
much.
Good luck on this.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Haven Humane.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Looking for quick relief from higher prices for just about everything? Well, don't hold your breath. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell telling a hearing on Capitol Hill a short time ago that he expects inflationary pressures to persist well into next year. Wall Street has been struggling this morning amid uncertainty about the impact of the latest coronavirus variant. The Fed chair talked about that as well during his testimony on the Hill.
The recent rise in COVID-19 cases and the emergence of the Omicron variant pose downside risks to the employment and economic activity and increased uncertainty for inflation.
Meanwhile, England is among countries reimposing some measures aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19. Correspondent Charles Della Desma is in London.
New measures to combat the new Omicron variant have come into force in England, with face coverings again compulsory in shops and on public transport. And travellers returning to the UK must also take a PCR test and self-isolate until they receive a negative result.
The Omicron variant has now been identified in 19 countries, the US not among them. Russian President Putin is promising a strong response should NATO deploy troops and weapons to Ukraine, says it represents a red line for Moscow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that Putin is looking for an excuse, any excuse, to invade.
We have seen Russia's playbook many times over, and part of that playbook is to attempt to create and manufacture a so-called provocation as justification for something that Russia is planning to do all along.
Blinken speaking during a visit to Latvia. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 550 points. The NASDAQ is off 244. The S&P down 70 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, were you able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
An Iraqi member of ISIS found guilty of genocide against the Yazidi religious minority in a landmark German trial. The BBC's Damian McGuinness in Berlin.
The verdict has been called historic. Al-Jamaili is the first member of so-called Islamic State to be found guilty of genocide against the Yazidi people. In 2015, while living in IS-occupied Iraq, Al-Jamaili enslaved a Yazidi woman and her five-year-old daughter. He mistreated them for months and chained the small girl to a window outside in the blazing sun, where she died of thirst. The girl's mother survived the ordeal and testified in court about her daughter's suffering.
The European Union demanding China release verifiable proof that tennis player Peng Shuai is safe and conduct a thorough, transparent investigation of her sexual assault allegations against former high-ranking Communist Party official. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Manufacturing in China bounced back this month. Orders improved as power shortages eased.
An industry group in the National Statistics Agency say a monthly purchasing managers index rose to 50.1 from October's 49.2 on a 100-point scale. The index spent the previous 2 months below 50. A measure of production rose 3.6 points to 52, indicating activity was recovering from power rationing imposed in major manufacturing areas in September to meet official energy efficiency targets.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Federal judges blocked a Biden COVID vaccine mandate, one that would have affected health care workers across 10 states. U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelf issuing a preliminary injunction against the mandate. It would have required thousands of health care workers to get their first shot by next week. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 524. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Phone line's here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can hop into our chat room like that. And a little bit of discussion in the chat room right now is about the Bitcoins and the blockchain stuff today, the last day of November. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with the weather, and it is a beautiful
good
day.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Let's see. It is currently 52 degrees, and today we have a high of 77, a low of 54. It's going to be sunny and clear pretty much through the rest of the week. Tomorrow, high of 76, a low of 49. Thursday, high of 72, a low of 47. Friday, a high of 70, a low of 45. Saturday, high of 68, a low around 45. Sunday, high around 69, a low around 46. And chance of rain on Monday with a high around 61.
Okay, we need rain.
We do.
We need rain, so let's have another week of rain, and that'll be fine, and that means snow. Because we need a snowpack. So, yeah, this is nice to have weather like this. I mean, it's absolutely perfect weather. There's no reason not to finish doing all the things that you wanted to do and get ready, because hopefully we'll have a lot more rain. It'll get a little colder. We'll have a snowpack of 130 feet, which will be great for next summer. And the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. You know what? If you've been because of the holidays and you're doing more stuff, you're hanging lights, and you know trees are going up. You're cutting trees out in the forest, and you're starting to feel those strains and sprains of age, or maybe you're just really reaching for it. And if you got injured at all, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way at the Sunset Shopping Center. See physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. They're there to get you back into action, and they do a great job. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030 today. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, one of my favorite people.
Good morning.
You are one of my favorite.
Right back at you, brother.
I tell
right
you what. You know what? I appreciate your service to our country. I mean, you made a career of the Air Force. You did those things that I never saw in action except in pictures. You know, you drove the drogue that would refuel jets. And You flew the boom.
And I ran out the drogue.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
that's correct.
On our way back, we passed Creech. Mm-hmm. Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
Creech Air Force. And I had to look it up because I didn't know what it was. It had airfields. It had hangars. But, you know, of course, it was Sunday on Thanksgiving, so you'll never see anybody there. But there were people working there because that's where they fly the UAVs, the remotes, the drones. They fly right out of Creech Air Force Base in the kind of on the outskirts of Las Vegas, flat, and they've got a huge air base there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the property there is huge. And then because what started it was I was noticing targets. I mean, like tank-sized targets out in the desert there. I had my binoculars out. I was going, And I was thinking, well, it's some kind of range. It's some kind of gunnery range or something. Maybe they brought in weapons or tanks or something. But then I realized that when I looked it up, it was drones. So
yeah, there's a lot of people that did.
That's a big area. And they're building all types of new housing and stuff out
there.
There's
a lot of enlisted aviators that are now drone pilots as well. So they took a lot of enlisted aviators and put them into drone pilots and the second person on the drone, whatever they do, weapons or whatever they call them. So
what do they call them?
I don't know.
Muffins? Did you say muffins?
Weapons?
Oh, weapons.
I don't know if they're the weapons person or the camera person. I don't know what their title is, but yeah, there's a lot of enlisted aviators working on
our those. UAV pilots were. If I'm trying to remember, the CO of the RPV company was aviators. Of the battalion were aviators, and I know they had some aviators in there that may have been flying them, but they also had enlisted guys in there too. So I can't remember now. It's been a long time, but I do know the CO of the company, a lieutenant colonel, or the battalion, 1st RPV battalion. When the Scuds started coming in, he was like a second slow getting up. And he was trampled on the way for people running for the shelters when the Scuds were coming.
That's not good.
In the frogs. Oh yeah, he had a cut above his forehead. Was it Purple Heart time? I don't want to talk about it. What happened? I don't want to talk about it. Turns out he was knocked down by accident.
Wow.
I thought it was funny myself. Anyway, that was a Marine, so I can we can talk about it.
Right.
Hey, it's Giving Tuesday, buddy.
It is Giving Tuesday. NorthStateGives.org. is the website to go. So today is a really special day for all the nonprofits in our area. Thanks to the Community Foundation of North State, your donor dollar goes farther today than any other day. So we ask you to please go on NorthStateGives.org and donate today. They've got lots of programs. There's power hours.
Like 184.
Yeah,
there's a ton. 184 units out there.
Yeah, you know what? I'll look it up in between to make sure that I looked it up earlier and I didn't actually see the number, but so we have three special sponsors who are great Haven supporters that are doing what's called the Power Hour. So during these hours, our sponsors will be doubling every gift. So a donation of $50 goes to $100, and $100 goes to $200. And so our sponsors are Eagle Eye Painting from 11 to 12. Power Hour is Eagle Eye Painting. We want to thank them. From 3 to 4, it's Power Hour. It's going to be Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto Architects. And, again, that's from 3 to 4, thanks to Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto Architects. And then from 7 to 8, which I think is the end of it, the last Power Hour from 7 to 8 p.m. is SST Oil.
So I tell you, Bill Casparino, Dana, and all those people down at SST Oil, this is just one of the things when we talk about SST Oil. And people don't realize how much they support our community. So I have nothing but great things to say about SST Oil. I use their products. I like to think that I'm friends with Dana and Bill, but the things that they do for our community, and this is just one example.
No, I couldn't agree more. Bill and Dana are fantastic, and Bill's been a supporter of Haven for a long time, and I appreciate everything he does, not just for Haven, but like you said, for this community. He's just a great community person.
Yeah, he is.
Same with us, Melberg, and Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto. He's always doing stuff for it. And then Dan Scott, I mean.
What can I say about Dan?
Dan and April both.
Eagle Eye Painters are the ones that did our house, and I tell you what. There were, and our studios in here, and I tell you, there was a spot on our house because where the sun hits it. And because of that, and because of the painters before Dan, the paint came up, or started rippling. And what did Dan do? Came in there, sent gangs out there twice, took it all the way back down, and repainted it again, and it's perfect. And this is the kind of guy that Dan Scott and Eagle Eye Painting are.
Yeah, absolutely. And they did our house as well, and
did your,
and Haven. And I couldn't be happier. But all three of these are great supporters of Haven, and we thank them. And so those power hours, again, are 11 to 12, 3 to 4, and 7 to 8.
Okay, so if we donate during that time frame, they will match it.
They're going to match.
Yeah. Okay, there.
Yeah,
so
I want to thank them for that. So, yeah, this is a big day. Carry over at the Community Foundation of the North State does a great job with her and her whole team, an amazing team of people. And these dollars that you donate today will go farther than any other time when you donate. And the cool thing is they're all local nonprofit organizations that are doing stuff within our community. We talk every month about how awesome this community is. And today is the day to thank those organizations that do so much for our community. obviously, I would love it if you donate to Haven, but if you donate to somebody local, that is awesome and much, much appreciated. So again, NorthStateGives.org, power hours 11 to 12, 3 to 4, 7 to 8. And we want to thank Eagle Eye Painting, Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto Architects, and SST Oil for sponsoring those 3 hours for Haven Humane Society.
Okay. We're going to be talking more about this as we go along because there's so many other great, you know, things that I can see here, like the Axiom Repertoire Theater, Reading Piano Angels, mm-hmm. Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation. I mean, these are just great things. And Reading has always stood up and done great things on this day.
Yeah, okay. And looking at the total, we're at 240, it's going up, 243,000 just about already raised as a community for all
community,
these.
For all of
180
us.
Organizations is what it says on the leaderboard, and you can find all that information at NorthStateGives.org.
Okay. All right. Now, let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back after these messages. Be thinking about, you know, with all the things going on about electricity, you're thinking about maybe getting an electric car. I'm thinking about, you know, if they can convince me that a pickup truck is going to be able to run all day and all night, then I'll probably be looking at it. But if you're looking for something that is just back and forth to Sacramento, around town, things like that, you know, you might want to think about it. What if you are? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Hi friends, this is Pat Karch. Here in the North State, there's a nonprofit called Reading Piano Angels. This program gets pianos into the homes of kids and anyone who wants a piano. This is at no cost to the family, theater, church, or school needing a piano. Since the program was started by Frank Strazzarino 8 years ago, we have delivered close to 300 pianos. Our old delivery truck has over 300,000 miles on it, no air conditioning, and a transmission about to go out. We need a newer delivery van as soon as possible. So Piano Angels is partnering with North State Giving Tuesday on November 30th to raise money for a replacement. Please consider helping us. And on that day, Tuesday, November 30th, go online to North State Gives and type in Reading Piano Angels in the search bar. For more information, go to our Reading Piano Angels website. And then on November 30th, go to North State Gives. Thank you from Reading Piano Angels.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
A jewel of the North State. A place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State. From the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song.
Now tell me that didn't sound like the Billy Joel opening. He stole it. He stole it from the Monkees.
You're so wrong.
No, I'm not. Doesn't it sound like the beginning of it?
I suppose there is some familiarity to it.
Of course there is. I wouldn't just say things and just throw things out on the air that aren't true. I'm not like Fox or MSNBC or anything. Everything I say, I believe. No, I mean, I do. I mean, if there's one difference between me and everybody else that are out there getting paid millions of dollars to say things, is I believe when I say something, if it's an opinion, I believe it. Now, there are things that I've gotten off the news that I've found that I've been wrong, and I've gone back and apologized for that. You know, that when after I said it, I said, you know, something here doesn't sound right. And I've gone back on Facebook and here and said, you know what, I was wrong on that. But it sounded right. Anyway, hey, 8:21 in the morning, it's Tuesday, November 30th. It's Giving Tuesday. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Common Senior Living. Imagine living in a beautiful place where you do not have to take care of the plumbing. You don't have to take care of the grass. You don't have to take care of anything. The only thing you take care of is yourself and your pet, because they are pet-friendly at River Common Senior Living, a gourmet chef. You got transportation if you want it, activities if you want to participate in it. That's River Common Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. For more information or get a tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. River Common Senior Living. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and of course, it's the last Tuesday of the month, and it just happened to fall onto Giving Tuesday, and we found out that if you give to Haven Humane, wait till 11 to 12, 12 to 2, no, okay.
11 to 12, 3 to 4, 7 to 8,
7 to 8,
power hours.
And yeah. the Melberg and Nichols and SST Oil and Eagle Eye Painting.
Yep.
Will match any donation you give up to
a certain amount. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't have the amount for that.
Yeah.
And you can give any time of day, but those are the power hours.
Right. Those are the power hours. Yep. Okay. Stuff the bus.
Yeah. So we're doing Stuff the Bus. We're really full at the shelter right now, especially with dogs. We do have quite a few cats as well. We're pretty full of cats. We do have quite a few kittens. So we always help out with Stuff the Bus. Again, another community event that we really, really like. And Stuff the Bus, we do this in conjunction with the Salvation Army. And the Salvation Army does an amazing job of making sure that the toys that are collected for Stuff the Bus stay local. So they stay with the kids within our community that need it and wouldn't otherwise have a good holiday. So if you come into Haven right now with an unwrapped new toy, you can get dog or cat adoptions for $10. So $10 adoptions for dogs and cats with an unwrapped new toy. That is going to go to somebody in our community that otherwise wouldn't have a good holiday. So it's a win-win. We love doing it. We will be at the Stuff the Bus event on Thursday. I'm not sure what time we're going to be there. We're probably going to be – hopefully we're going to be there in the morning for a little while. Mm-hmm. I know that KRCR said that we would be there all day with adoption stuff. We will not be there with adoption dogs. We will have probably one or two dogs there for a short
KRCR got something
time.
Wrong?
KRCR is also a sponsor of Stuff the Bus. We appreciate it, and they did a great news article yesterday on us.
Oh, no, Mike. Mike Mangus and the gang there, they're great people.
Yep, Alexandria Williams came over and did a great job and interviewed yesterday and talked about how full we are and got some information, took some great footage of the dogs and cats we have for adoption, which is great.
I want to talk about that, if you don't mind, because it's Bissell's Pet Foundation Shelter. These are great people. This is the Bissell
Vacuum Company.
Vacuum Company. Yep. The lady there, Kathy, is huge on helping animals. All cats and dogs are $10 to adopt. And I'll tell you, at this time of the year, we think about our dog, Snooki.
Yeah.
And you know, we lost Snooki last February. But we got her on our first anniversary, our first wedding anniversary, is when we got Snooki. So we're kind of thinking again because it's been a year.
Yeah.
You've got all types of dogs.
Yeah, we have all types of dogs and cats right now.
You have young ones?
We do have some young ones, yeah. We definitely have kittens. And we have a few younger dogs. And it changes every day because we have animals coming in every day. I mean, we're bringing in, on average, somewhere close to 50 animals a week right now because it's been pretty crazy busy. So, we have the Stuff the Bus event, which is $10. And then next week we go right into the Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelters event, which – we're super appreciative of Kathy Bissell and everything that she does because Bissell Vacuums, she owns that, and she's taken the money that she's made off of that and started the Bissell Pet Foundation. She does empty shelter events throughout the year with hundreds of shelters across the country, and we are very fortunate and feel very lucky to be one of the partners of Bissell Pet Foundation, and they pick us and help us with these adoption events. So we definitely, definitely appreciate it, and that starts next week. But the Stuff the Bus is right now, and we really will ask people to please bring in an unwrapped toy. It doesn't have to be an expensive toy throughout, because even though we're going to do the Stuff the Bus this Thursday, we will continue to collect toys, and we'll be able to give those toys to the Salvation Army all the way up until they stop collecting so that they can distribute those to the local kids in our community. And we'll probably collect it even farther. So we still have a few that were from last year that we keep, and then we bring them to the Stuff the Bus this year. So, we love that program. And then, again, Bissell Pet Foundation is fantastic.
Okay.
So,
now, what's Pause for Pause? You've got that going December 7th.
Yeah,
of
so
course,
Pause
is a very famous date. And a lot of people don't even know what happened December 7th.
Right. So Pause for Pause is something that we haven't done, obviously, in a couple of years because of COVID. So we're super happy to be back, but we're going to be at the Shasta College campus. I'm not sure what the times are, but it's really for the Shasta College folks. We're right out in front of the cafeteria, kind of in that quad area right there.
Now, that's during finals.
That's during finals week. So
and
we're going to bring dogs.
Yeah, anybody wants to hug a dog, that's a good
time.
We
bring usually three dogs, and those dogs are there so that the students can take a pause and play with some paws from their finals.
I think it's either finals
or it's the week before finals, which is also a tough week. So it's great. It's a great time for the dogs. It's a great time for the volunteers because we have some amazing volunteers that go out there. And then it's a great time for the students because they get to go out there and they get to, for at least a few minutes, not think about finals. Because, hey, finals are stressful. They don't have to think about finals. They can pet a dog. They can relax and get some stress out. It's another one of those win-win things. We love doing it. We're so happy to be back. And we're really excited to get out there with the dogs.
Not to take away from this, but finals were always stressful for me.
Yeah,
they were so stressful that I sold my books the week before finals because I'd run out of money at that point. So I sold my books, went down to the bookstore, sold all my books because I figured I knew everything I was going to know.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons I went into the Marine Corps early.
I wasn't going to say that. I have an addition to this.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
I also, the parades, we were in the Anderson Lighted Parade on Sunday, Haven was, with three of the dogs. It was fantastic, really well done job for the city of Anderson. Really enjoyed it. I think they went over the top this year with all the stuff.
What a great
town.
They had
the Grinch. They had They had snow machines. They had a whole display. They did a great service to all the first responders. They did a ceremony for them. Just really, really well done. And, you know, hats off and congrats to the city of Anderson for great leadership from the top down and really making that a community event. It was packed. I mean, there were so many people there. It was awesome.
I would love to see you all do your parade with your pets on the Veterans Day parade in city of Shasta Lake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people coming through there, and I just think that would be great. Anyway, we got to take a break here.
We also have the Reading Lighted Parade this Saturday. And it
is
sounds
that
like,
this Saturday?
Yes, and it sounds like we're going to have good weather, which is great.
Oh, it's going to be
so
beautiful
let's have
weather.
The rain the week after. But we will be in the parade again, Haven will, with dogs.
And I have nothing, and Linda and I have nothing to do, believe it or not, on that Saturday, so we're going to come down and watch the parade.
Yeah, I think it's going to be packed. I think it's going to be a lot
of fun
this
year. I wish they'd come through on Market Street here. Yeah, I wish they'd come down Market, but they don't.
That'd be a little bit far, yeah.
I just wish they would, because then we could just sit here and watch it go by and sip hot toddies and look out the window. So, okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I can't say enough about Shasta Regional. It just got an A rating from the Leapfrog organization that rates all hospitals in the United States on their safety and their ability to do their job. They got an A rating. Check those ratings. It should be like a restaurant that when you go in and, you know, you see the ratings that they give you. I mean, you want to go into an A rating restaurant. Well, that's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is. It's got the A rating. It's got the highest ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They've got new procedures. They've got the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system. Why go anywhere else than Shasta Regional Medical Center? Healing starts there. We'll be right back with Mark Story in Haven, Humane. It is 54 degrees out there. It's sunny. It's going to be a beautiful week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
There we go. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show brought to you, and we've already talked about them a little bit, but let's talk about them some more. Shasta Siskiyou Transport. SST Oil, remembering our past and looking into our future, they've been around since 1967. We used the CFN cards they have on our trip, and finding a gas station in the middle of nowhere, and it took my card. What can I say? It means a lot. And that, you know, knowing that I can go to so many different places, you know, Rebel Gasoline, Terrible Herbst, Sinclair, Chevron, Loves, any of those places, my friends. And SST Oil supports you with this, and you get a report every month of how much you've used, all of those things. You can use it for your business, or you can use it for personal. That's SST Oil. They're always looking for good employees. They move oil and gas, diesel, all over the western United States. It's an employee-owned company. They take care of their people. They'll even teach you to drive. Yeah, that's right. SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. Okay, I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. A lot of things going on now. Chewy. What's Chewy.com? I think I've heard of that.
So it's like a pet supply place. So you can get food, toys, anything for your pets at Chewy.com. So we've partnered with them. So if you go to their website, you click on the Chewy.com link. If you buy anything, Chewy will donate $15 to Haven with your first order.
Good.
So Chewy.com has a lot of stuff. I definitely, you know, buy local, want you to buy local, but Chewy.com is a great thing to get some of that stuff that you can't get local, and it gets delivered to your door in like 2 days, too. They're pretty quick. Well, at least it was. I'm not sure with the holidays it might be a little delayed, but Chewy.com is great, too.
Okay. So now, you know, what's a good Christmas present for somebody is a voucher, I think. You never want to – no? What?
So, yes, an adoption voucher is a great – gift idea. So we don't ever want somebody to adopt a dog or cat and give it to a friend, because that's a very personal choice.
Yeah.
Right? And when you go into, and I always tell people this, when you come into a shelter, don't go in with any preconceived notions about, hey, I want a female, and I want her to be this big, and I want her to look like this, and I want her to be this breed. Just go in and just say, I want to find a dog that works for my family and fits with us, and that dog will find you, and it's a great match. Same thing for cats.
Absolutely.
And so we don't ever want somebody to adopt to do that. So we do have gift certificates that are available that you can purchase, and you can give to somebody that's an adoption gift certificate, so that it's paid for. They can go in, and then they can adopt, and they can find that match that works great for them.
Yeah, never buy an animal for somebody else.
Correct.
Ever.
The vouchers that we're talking about are there to assist with spays and neuters. So we have vouchers for every jurisdiction, well, the three jurisdictions, Shasta County, City of Reading, and City of Anderson, and the vouchers all vary, and those will help offset the cost of spays and neuters for the vouchers. And you can get more information on that on our website, but also 241-2550.
By the way, one of our listeners just said Chewy's also takes care of prescriptions for your dog and cat.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, speaking kind of these things, that the vouchers and everything, it's, you know, not getting an animal for somebody, but when you're, like, you're buying a firearm for a loved one, you can't buy that firearm and give it to the loved one. It's against law. But what you can do is go down to Bastiani Arms and buy and get a $500 or whatever gift certificate to give to your loved one, because you know they want a specific type of firearm. And you just get the get a voucher there, and you come back down, give it to them, and get your gun. I mean, you know, hey, and it's getting to be Christmas, and you need 10 days. So I just think of these things. These things pop into my mind.
Did you just compare buying a gun to adopting a dog?
It's very similar.
It's not similar.
It is.
A
dog can help protect your home.
It's not similar.
Are you kidding? That is one of the things you tell people is protecting your home. you put an alert system and a dog, whether it's a small dog or a large
dog.
I
agree.
It pushes them into your neighbor's house.
That's a stretch even for you.
No, it's not a stretch at all. It's a way of defending your home.
I'm well aware.
Yeah, you probably don't think of that because, you know, you live a peaceful life, you know.
I have dogs that protect our home.
You've got big dogs.
I do. I have two big dogs.
You have too many dogs?
Two big dogs.
Yes. You can never have too many dogs,
no.
Right?
Well, yeah, you can. You can have too
How
many
dogs. How many is too many?
Oh, gosh. We have four, and sometimes we had five, and I feel like we had six at one point, and I think that was too many. I think two is the minimum because then they always have a friend to play with, and I like that about that because we have our four play in twos all the time, and I think that's great. But
is there somebody on the line?
I was trying to point to a computer, like,
oh, look at my computer. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I think that everybody's going to be different on how many dogs that they can handle. Animals. I shouldn't say dogs because it's the same with cats. Some people can handle more. Some people need less. Some people work full time and they're not home as much. So maybe they're going to have fewer animals, whereas some people might work from home or might be retired and they might have more and they can still give them the time that they need. And so I don't think there's an easy answer for how many is too many because it really is based off of the situation and the people and the dogs and the cats. So, but yeah, I mean, clearly I love animals and I'd have a whole bunch more if I could. I just know that four is about the max. I mean, we had five, we had six. So six is absolutely the max. Six is the legal limit in the city of Reading anyway, but I think that we probably will get down to two or three dogs.
I think next time that we'd look at getting two dogs.
Yeah, it's so much. I mean, we got the puppy Chopper, 3 months ago now, I guess, something like that. And
he's
awesome. And we really got him for Sprite, which is my 4-year-old, because none of the other dogs would play with her because they're all older. And they just can't. And him and her play for hours every single day. And it's the coolest thing. And they're just so much fun. And they interact with Tina and I. And, yeah, it's just great. So I love seeing them play. It brings a smile on my face. Start of my day, end of my day, everything. It's just great. So they play in the office. They play at work because those two go with me to work. So,
you know, there's so many things that Haven Humane does. Just let me say this, you know, Mark. First of all, how much I appreciate you and your staff. And the city and the county appreciate you all because I picture what we would be trying to do without you all. I mean, you not only have you turned Haven Humane into a no-kill sanctuary for dogs, and you're quickly approaching that on cats, but the way that you all push out getting animals neutered, capturing feral cats, bringing them in on specific days to be able to be neutered, bring back, drop them off there in the same spot so that they can't have kittens or procreate, but yet will stay there and guard the area from other cats. But the things that you all do for our community is extraordinary. And, you know, maybe because it's Giving Tuesday, I think about it some more, but it's a good chance, my friends, on Giving Tuesday to go to NorthStateGives.org.
Yep.
And look in there and find a way that you can help a lot of our organizations around here, Haven Humane, Piano Angels, so many others that do and add to our community. So we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I am heading today because my hair is just totally out of control. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. I can go in there and watch hockey games and things like this and not have to worry about seeing what Dr. Phil feels is important that I should know. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bites every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Redding Garden of Lights, featuring 2 stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Hey, tomorrow we have the 1st of December, and it's going to be the Reading Police Department will join us. I'm not sure which group it will be. Every time we get a different portion of the police department, so we can learn about what that officer is in charge of that organization, about him and what they do. And so don't miss that. Plus, we've got a couple other surprises for you. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It is getting to be Christmas, and you have friends that want cigars. Some people love cigars. I love a good cigar, and as many people do. And they've got a grab bag there for under $30 that has three excellent cigars in there, plus all the tobacco accoutrements that you could imagine, all your tobacco needs in one spot. And they also are one of those unsung organizations or businesses that helps so many people and so many different nonprofits. That's Tobacco and Brew, open Monday through Saturday on Hilltop. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. It's Giving Tuesday, and the power hours go from 11 to 12.
Yeah, 11 to 12, sponsored by Eagle Eye Painting. 3 to 4, sponsored by Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto Architects. And 7 to 8, sponsored by SST Oil for Haven's donations. Those three organizations will match donations during those power hours.
So if you give $10 or $50 or $100, they will match that. Yeah. So, if you're going to give something, that would be a good time to give during those power hours.
And we once again want to thank all of them for that and everybody who's donating to Haven and to everybody in this community, NorthStateGives.org. And once again, another shout out to the Community Foundation of North State for all their great work with all of these communities. There's 180 organizations that are
184 to be exact.
Okay, that are benefiting from this, which is amazing. So, and all that money stays local in the North State and goes towards helping our community in so many different areas.
I realize in the Air Force that you all are kind of like an area weapon. You know, you drop 500-pound bombs and all that. Where we in the Marine Corps try to be specific.
I just
try to bring love. Try to bring the love.
180.
Mine says 880. Anyway, moving right on. Microchips. Vaccine clinics.
Yeah, I'll hit both. Yeah, because they're both on there. So go. Vaccine clinics. We have vaccine clinics every Wednesday from 2 to 4. Get there early. It's going to be a little bit of a wait. They're usually really full, and there is a chance that we may have to turn people away when we're so busy because they usually work very late on those. So sometimes we have to turn people away just because we have so many people. So we ask you to get there early and be patient, but the vaccine clinic saves you on having to pay the visit. And all you're going to do is come in and you're going to get vaccines. You can get microchips, which is super important. We always encourage people to microchip their animals because it's so much easier to get them home, and we can get them home before they ever hit the shelter.
You may get a phone call before you know your animal's
correct.
Gone.
Correct. And a lot of times that happens. That's correct. So
can you microchip a horse?
Yes.
Why not?
Yes. I said, yes, you can.
I know. I'm just saying is why not do that? If you've got a horse and you've got a, they're out in the field and they get loose. And besides the fact that you've got a traffic hazard on the road.
And I don't know what the rules on microchipping a horse are. I don't know if maybe it moves more, and that's why they don't do it as much. So I'm not expert on horse at all. So
I guess it depends where you keep the horse. You keep it in a stable.
No, I'm talking about the microchip moving.
Oh, moving around on
the horse. Yeah, because sometimes it will move on the dogs. But, I mean, even so, you can do the whole dog pretty easily, but a horse is a little bit different. So most people will put a tag or something on them. So 2 to 4 on Wednesdays. Please check our Facebook because I know we won't be doing one on the 22nd. I'm not sure if we're doing one on the 29th of December. So please check our Facebook page. We will put that up for that. Volunteering, if you're interested in volunteering, we love our volunteers. We always need more volunteers. There's always plenty to do and have fun with. You can get information at havenhumane.org. There is an application there. You can fill out the application, and Cassie, our amazing volunteer coordinator, will contact you about training and orientation and talk to you more about what do you want to do, what skills you have, and where you think you'd fit in best with Haven and our team. So please be aware of that. We've got the holidays coming up, so I want to talk about the holidays really quick. Holidays, we're all going to gain 5 pounds because we're going to eat such amazing, rich, delicious food. Our pets do not need to eat any of that amazing, delicious food because it's too rich for them. It will make them sick. make sure you're watching out for bones and all of that stuff, because the last thing you want to do...
Don't throw them a turkey leg.
The last thing you want to do is take a trip to the ER for your dog
on Christmas Day.
You know what that would cost.
I don't even want to get into that.
It would be quite a bit. And we'll talk about New Year's on our next show, because it will be before New Year's. But please just be aware that your pets, there's going to be a lot going on. You're going to have a lot of people in the house, a lot of family and everything else. So just be aware of your pets. Be aware of how they're behaving. Look at their body language. If they're overwhelmed, maybe put them in a back room and let them calm down a little bit. And make sure that people aren't feeding them that food, because it is rich and it can make them sick very quickly.
If you have cats. Cats just, you know, I don't know. Do people still put the icicles, you know, on their trees?
And
have you ever seen a cat with it coming out of his butt?
They'll
knock things off the tree.
Think about them. Just think about your pets, too, because your pets are a part of your family, and they need a little bit of special TLC during the holidays to avoid some of the stuff that we have. And then, you know, poinsettias and some other stuff can be poisonous for animals, so look into that before you bring something home when you got animals in the house. So just think about them during the holidays as well. I know you want to share, but now is not the time to share when you got that rich food, because it's just too much for them. As a reminder, Stuff the Bus is we will be collecting toys for the next probably 3 weeks. Stuff the Bus event will be this Thursday, December 2nd. And we will be there for a little bit, but they will be there collecting and stuffing that bus with toys for local community kids, which I think is fantastic. So please support them. All of our adoptions right now with an unwrapped toy are $10. Same thing next week. Our adoptions will be $10 thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelter event. And then just another quick reminder about the parade. Come on out to the Reading Parade this weekend. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be great weather. Looks like it's not going to be too cold, which is fantastic, and not raining, which is great. And there's going to be some great floats and cars and dogs and just people, and we can just celebrate being outside and being together again, which is great. And the lighted parade is always a highlight, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Wow. So many things going on.
It's busy. It's a busy time of year.
Yeah, it is. So what are you looking at next year, buddy? I was going to wait till December to do that, but do you have any like major things you're looking at?
You know, I'm having a hard time planning ahead for the years, because every year seems to throw us another hurdle. So right now I'm hoping that we can get back to some kind of normalcy and see what this new normal is and grow from that. We've learned a lot through COVID. We've changed a lot of our procedures, some for the better, some that we're probably going to go away from little by little. So it's going to be interesting to see. Animal care has changed drastically since COVID happened, not just at Haven, but animal care across the state and across the country with scheduled adoptions and the way we kind of do business. So it's going to be interesting to see how that continues to develop over the next year. For personal goals, I think that for Haven, I want to see more volunteers. I want to see us have more opportunities for our volunteers to work with us. I think that the community and the people that want to volunteer bring a lot of skills and a lot of insight that we haven't seen before. And so those ideas I want to implement. I want to have two full, amazing sessions of Camp Love a Pet. And I want to see what Cassie, our camp director and volunteer coordinator, can come up with for this year to make it even more fun. Because
this is your favorite time.
It is. It absolutely is. And last year was my very favorite camp, because she made some changes that just made it more fun. And I had a blast. The kids had a blast. And for the first time ever, we had every dog that was adopted, and every dog went home with their owners at the end of graduation.
That was absolutely so cool.
Amazing, and I would be lying if I didn't say I shed quite a few happy tears that day, because it was just the coolest thing that I've seen.
We saw a couple of those dogs, and let me tell you, I mean, the things they do with those dogs, with those animals out there, and both sides gain, the kids and the dogs.
Yeah,
great. Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, and I want to see my team, grow together and, work on teamwork, and I think that's happening. So, yeah, I'm excited for 2022. I can't believe believe it's already 2022. I feel like we lost a couple years in there, but I'm excited for it. And I know that our team, regardless of what challenges 2022 brings, I know our team is ready to handle those challenges. And when I say our team, I mean our staff, our volunteers, our adopters, our sponsors, our donors, our community partners, our friends. I think as a community, we're ready for whatever 2022 is going to throw at us.
Well, you know, on January 1st of last year, I said, I will never, I made a, my New Year's resolution was never to mention 2020 again. Well, then I'm looking back at 2020 as being, maybe that wasn't so bad after 2021. But 2022 is my New Year's resolution is not to mention 2020 or 2021.
Right.
And then at some time, I just hope it doesn't get to be as, gosh, you remember 2020? What a great year that was. You know, I hope it doesn't get to that.
I don't think it will.
Anyway, hey, thanks a lot, Mark, for being with us. And today, my friends, is Giving Tuesday, and if you give during 11 to 2 p.m. 11 to 12. Yeah. I'm sorry, 11 to 12. Eagle Eye Painting during the Power Hour will match all donations, and then Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto Architects from 3 to 4 p.m. will match, and then SST Oil. All of these are great groups of people from 7 to 8 p.m. will match anything that's given. So, or-